Kroger Tender Ray Beef. No other beef so fresh can be so tender presents Hearts in Harmony transcribed. K is for Kroger. C is for cut. B is for beef. KCB means Kroger cut beef. And Kroger cut beef means more meat for your money. That's right, ladies. Kroger cut beef gives you more meat, less waste. You see, before the meat is weighed and priced, the Kroger method of cutting beef removes excess bone, excess waste, and stringy ends. Yes, that's before the meat is weighed and priced. And that's why Kroger cut beef gives you more meat for your money. It's top U.S. government grades of beef. Meat that's tender, juicy, rich red, and marbled with just the right amount of flavory fat. Yes, it's a better value in top grade beef. Now, for example, let's take a Kroger cut sirloin steak. Before the steak is weighed and priced, the Kroger method of cutting beef removes the stringy end, excess waste, and excess bone. So you get a better value because you don't pay steak price for stringy meat, excess bone, or waste. But whether you buy a steak or roast, you receive more meat, less waste. That's at your Kroger store. Visit your neighborhood Kroger store soon. Get Kroger cut beef and get more meat for your money. And now, Hearts in Harmony. Peg Martin, Penny Gibbs' friend of several years ago, has come to Rossville on a visit and is staying in Penny's home. Freddie Lang has vague suspicions about Peg, but has said nothing about it to anyone but Nora. It's the day following Peg's arrival, and Grace, Penny's mother, hears her daughter call from the hall.
Mother!
Yes, Penny?
Peg and I are going downtown for a while. Can I get you anything?
Oh, no thanks, dear. I can't think of anything.
You sure not?
Very sure, dear. Have a nice time.
Oh, we will. We're just going window shopping. We'll be back in a little while.
All right. Goodbye, dear.
Bye, darling. Peg, come on. I'll show you some Rossville shops that are as good as the ones in
the store. Grace.
I'm coming, Jed.
No, it's nothing important, Grace. Just wondered if you remembered to bring that book up from the living room.
I certainly did. I was just coming in with it when Penny called from downstairs. Here you are, dear.
Oh, thanks. Sorry to put you in so much trouble.
Oh, pretty soon you'll be downstairs where you can wheel yourself into the living room and get all the books you want.
Think I ought to move downstairs, Grace? I'll be in everybody's way, but good.
Jed Billings, you can say such nonsense sometimes. You know it's going to be better for everyone if you're downstairs.
Well, sure, it will be a lot easier on Nora. That child must run up and down the stairs for me 50 times a day.
No, it's not that bad. She enjoys doing things for you. You know, I'm going to start getting jealous of that young woman. Hmm? She's awfully pretty, and you two getting along entirely too well.
Now, you know, I was thinking we were pretty well suited for each other, you know. Make a nice couple.
Perfect.
Oh, only one thing wrong. I wouldn't want my bride to call me Grandpa. And she'd have to if she had any sense.
Oh, Jed. Say, what did you think of Peg Martin?
Oh, lovely girl.
Isn't she? Penny's so happy about seeing her again.
Seemed to me Peg's getting a kick out of seeing Penny again, too.
Mm-hmm.
I can see why the two of them got along so well at camp.
Oh, they're very much alike, aren't they?
Yes, yes. But I'd say Peg's a little older, maybe by 4 or 5 years.
Yes, I think she's 31 or 32, but she doesn't look it.
Acts older, though. She's had some kind of trouble, hasn't she?
Yes, very unhappy marriage. Her husband left her with a baby only a few months old. Baby girl. And she's adorable, Jed. She showed us pictures of her last night.
She has a baby girl and she goes gallivanting off on a trip?
Oh, she hasn't been able to care for her since she was a few months old. And that's almost 5 years now. Her mother takes care of her. Peg's had to work.
Oh, that's too bad. It's a lot of trouble for a woman Peg's age.
Mm-hmm.
But maybe it's just as well. It's better to have your trouble when you're young instead of... Oh,
dear, there's the doorbell. And Nora's in the basement. Excuse me, Jed.
Sure, sure. But you be careful going down those steps. One invalid in this house is enough.
Oh, it'll take more than a fall downstairs to put me in bed. Remember, I fell down the steps once before and nothing happened to me.
Yeah, that was pure luck.
Well, I wasn't hurt. Coming, coming. Oh, good heavens, why can't people be patient?
Hello, Mrs. Billy.
Johnny Keith, I might have known it was you.
Oh, you could just sense my presence, huh?
Well, I could tell by the way the doorbell was ringing. You're the only person I know who thinks you have to ring a bell until someone answers. Come on in.
Well, thanks. For a minute, I didn't think I was welcome.
Oh, you know I was only teasing. Penny's not here just now. She and Peg Martin went downtown.
Peg Martin? Who's she?
Oh, an old friend of Penny's from camp. She's visiting us for a while.
Oh, another boarder in a Gibbs home?
Well, we are getting a full house, but there's a lot more room here than you think.
Yes, I know. This is one of those old houses that's a lot bigger than it looks.
Mm-hmm.
I'd say this house was built, about 30 years ago.
Yes, it is just about 30 years old.
Mm-hmm. I'm getting so I know pretty much about houses, Mrs. Billings. And, that's by way of leading up to something.
Well, if it's your dream house you want to talk to Jed about, you go right ahead. I think it'll do Jed a world of good to have something to think about besides sitting in a pool.
You've done a fine job. Fine job. I like what you've done to the house, Johnny. Wish I'd thought of those things myself.
Well, you would have, Jed, if you hadn't gone off to Mapleton when you did.
No, son. Only a young man could have thought of those things. I'm too old to part with some of the old-fashioned way of doing things.
Well, some of the old-fashioned ways are still best, Jed. Look, you still think we should risk building this house? It'll cost a lot of money.
Spend it. Use that hillside lot of mine on Laurel Street or anyone you want. It'll be money well spent. We'll have every housewife in Rossville looking at it and wanting one like it.
Hope I can sell one to a young woman who isn't married yet.
Huh?
No, you're smiling, Jed. You know who I mean.
It's still Penny, is it?
You know it is. Have you ever tried to keep a secret?
It'd be a hard secret to keep after the way you two used to carry on.
Used to. That's the bad part of it, Jed. Everything between us is merely used to be.
Well, who's changed? You or Penny?
Well, the worst part of it is I don't think either one of us has changed. I know I haven't. But the way I feel about her...
Well, it appears to me that... It's the same way with Penny.
Well, if it is, Jed, why can't we do something about it? Penny won't even let me talk to her if I start to get serious.
Son, there are two things a man needs to have when it comes to dealing with a woman. Understanding and patience. And to understand a woman is next to impossible. So, what is a man left with but patience?
Well, I have patience, and I think I have understanding.
No, you don't, son. A woman is too complex for a man to understand.
Well, why? Why is that?
Because a man's simple, Johnny, with the simplest mental and emotional machinery ever invented, and a woman's just the opposite. She's a great improvement over the male in every way you can name. But the improvements make complications.
Well, what's the complication that makes Penny keep me waiting, Jed?
Don't know. I don't claim to understand women the least bit. So don't you try. It'll only confuse you. Just have patience.
In other words, just wait until she's ready, huh?
Might as well, because there won't be any talking of any planning until she's ready to talk and plan.
Tell who's ready for what?
Oh, hello, Grace.
Come in, Mrs. Billings. We're not talking shop anymore.
No? Then what were you talking about? Sounds interesting.
It was man talk, Grace. Much too deep for the shallow mentality of a woman.
Oh, is that so?
Well, Jed, that's just the opposite of what you were telling me about women and their unfathomable complexities.
Son, I see you have a lot to learn. Admit to yourself that a woman is your superior, but don't ever admit it to her, because then she'll begin proving to you how right you are.
Oh, Jed.
Thanks for the advice, Jed. And thanks for the advice about, in regard to that other matter.
Now, what can that other matter be?
Grace, you're a good actress, but you're not fooling me this time. You already know what that other matter is.
And I know I have to get back to the office. I'll see you this weekend, Jed.
Oh, fine, Johnny, and thanks for dropping up. Get to work putting that house, eh?
Yeah, right away.
Wait, I'll take you to the door, Johnny.
Oh, no, don't bother, Mrs. Billings. I think I can find my way out. Goodbye.
All right, goodbye. He's a fine young man, isn't he, Jed?
He's going to be a great man one of these days if the opportunity he needs will ever come along. I know I shouldn't, but envy him. I'm almost jealous of his youth and the promises of the future that go with being young.
Oh, Jed, darling, don't feel that way. You've made far more out of your life than most men.
Oh, I've done better than average, I guess, but not as well as I wanted. Now my life is over.
Jed.
Oh, sorry, Grace, I didn't mean to say that, but Well, now that I've said it, I won't deny that that's the way I feel.
But, Jed, you may have years ahead of you yet.
Yes, yes. 5, 10, 15, 20. Maybe even a few more. But what kind of years will they be in a wheelchair?
Oh, you're going to get out of that wheelchair. That's what you've said ever since you've been in it, and you've been so cheerful about everything. Now, what's happened to that cheerfulness?
Did I fool you with it, Grace? I thought you knew me better than that. Well? Oh, here. Don't look away and don't waste tears on me. Didn't you know I was pretending?
Yes, Jed, I did. The very start I did. But I hoped I was wrong.
You weren't. You've never been wrong about me. Except maybe thinking I'd make a good husband.
Oh.
A man isn't much good for anything in a wheelchair. He makes a fine burden, but that's about all. And don't deny, I'm a burden.
Oh, you are a worry, Jed, but you're something worth worrying about. And you will be well again.
But what if I never am, Grace? Now, let's face it. We're old enough and wise enough to do that without going into an emotional panic. Grace, the future doesn't look too good for either of us.
I know it doesn't, Jed. But we've had bad times before. Not together, but separately. And here we are, going along all right.
The thing is, though, we aren't going along all right. The present and the future are a problem. And maybe one we can't solve. I don't see much of old happiness ahead of us.
I don't either. We've had so little of it together. All of this seems terribly unfair.
Yes, it does seem unfair. Old as I am, I was just getting started doing the things I really wanted to do and have the things a man dreams of having all his life sometimes. A job he knows he's suited for and a woman he knows loves him. I found all that at once, just a few short months ago. And now this. An old man in a wheelchair. It's all I am. And look what this has done to you.
I'm your wife, Jed. I love you. I know what's ahead of us. And I know that most of it isn't going to be pleasant. I'll admit that all this has happened at a time in my life when it is a tragedy. I'm not young anymore. And I did so look forward to spending the remaining years of my life in happiness and contentment. But now, I know that things may be far from happy.
I'm sorry you know that, Grace. It would be a blessing if you were blind to the truth and had hope, however vain. For hope can bring us through a multitude of tragic happenings. But we're without hope.
Do Jed and Grace Billings have a premonition that Jed will never be well? What effect will their unhappiness have on the life of young and beautiful Penny Gibbs? Be sure to listen to the next dramatic episode of Hearts in Harmony. KCB. KCB. KCB means Kroger Cut Beef. And Kroger Cut Beef means more meat for your money. You see, Kroger Cut Beef gives you more meat, less waste. Because before the meat is weighed and priced, the Kroger method of cutting beef removes excess bone, excess waste, and stringy ends. Yes, your Kroger meat man gives you more meat, less waste. And it's top U.S. government grades of beef. Tender, juicy, rich red, and marbled with just the right amount of flavory fat. So visit your Kroger store soon. Order your favorite cut of steak or roast. If you buy a Kroger cut round steak or roast, notice that the Kroger method of cutting beef gives you a minimum of bone and removes excess waste before the steak or roast is weighed and priced. You get choice cuts only. Remember, whether you buy a steak or roast, Kroger cut beef gives you more meat for your money. And remember too, ladies, Kroger cut beef is available only at your Kroger stores. So plan now to visit your neighborhood Kroger store. There's where you'll find delicious beef, top grade beef. And there at your Kroger store is where you get more meat for your money. For Kroger cut beef gives you more meat, less waste. Get your share of this tremendous value without delay at your neighborhood Kroger store.
Tune in tomorrow, same time, same station, for another exciting transcribed chapter of Hearts in Harmony.